It's the CJ92 Name That Sound contest. Your next chance to name that sound and win is coming up Monday morning at 6 with Jesse and JD. Rocks. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Best ghost story wins over at 929292, but not for no reason. Not just because it's a Friday in almost October, but rather it's almost the last Saturday in September. Turns out tomorrow and every last Saturday in September, every single year, is the world's largest ghost hunt and National Ghost Hunting Day. Did you know?
No, I did not know. But this is my favorite time of the year because we can go to the well on ghost stories as many times as we want. And it just feels like it fits. And then be like, oh, there's some sort of ghost day tomorrow. Let's do ghost day on the show today. And I feel like everybody's got some kind of story of some sort of paranormal activity. And we want to hear them because they're fun to hear on the radio.
Yeah. In fact, we'll start a fire in the backyard and build some s'mores later if anybody's got a good story they could tell. A ghost story at 929292. We'll hand it over to Rockaholic Sean.
We moved into a new house in northeast Calgary. Normal house, nothing weird about it. Didn't know anything about it. Lived there for a couple of months, but every night we'd hear this ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom for hours every night. And I'd go around the house trying to figure out where this noise was coming from.
Hey, Sean, you got to give the ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom a more ominous ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
Yeah, otherwise it sounds like the A&W bear.
Yeah. Ba-doom, ba-doom. You got to give it a, it was a ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
Well, it sounded like somebody, you know how you bounce a ball off the floor and the wall and catch it again, do it over and over again? It's like a thump, 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 thump. It was constant for hours, and we couldn't figure out what it was. And one day I came home from work, and it was late, didn't want to wake the wife up, so I laid down on the couch and started to doze off. And next thing I know, my head was being yanked off the couch by my hair, literally by my hair, and I fell on the floor. And as I got up off the floor, the front door of the house just kind of slowly opened, but it was locked with a deadbolt. So, no idea. We moved about 3 weeks after that.
You burn it down on the way out? Like, I'd be doing that. You don't even worry about resale value at that point. Even in this economy, this real estate market, you just huck a match, I think.
Well, plus, the good for us is we were just renting it, so we were only there for a short time anyway, and it wasn't that big a deal, but still, the worst place I ever lived in. Beautiful house, but that noise, you couldn't sleep. It drove you crazy, and nothing I could do could figure it out. I asked the neighbors. Nobody knew anything about it. The only thing I could figure out is it used to be a grow house back in the day, and they renovated it. So I don't know what the story was behind that house.
But someone tried to cut back for their weed.
I'm thinking, yeah, or mad that they couldn't grow it there anymore. I don't know.
A stoner trapped in the drywall.
Yeah. Let me out. Let me out.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks.
All right, now it's your turn. Come get a s'more. Best ghost story wins at 929292.
This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92.
Half a man.
Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift, CJ 92. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Over here collecting ghost stories. So if you got one, text it to 929292. Best ghost story wins, and not for no reason. If you like to hunt ghosts, or if you've always been sitting on the sidelines looking at the ghost hunters going, ah, that must be a friggin' hoot. Tomorrow is the day for you. National Ghost Hunting Day apparently falls on the last Saturday of September.
Hmm.
The more you know.
Did not know that, but there's always a good excuse to have ghost stories on the radio. They're so fun. I feel like everybody feels like they've experienced some sort of paranormal activity. Text line's pretty lit right now.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, we were hanging out back in the day on our block, and we're just all sitting at the end of the block in the middle of the night. Look down at the end of the block, and this lady comes walking out of the alley. She's standing underneath the light, and she looks over at us, and we notice that she doesn't even have a face.
What do you mean?
She didn't have a face. There was a hood, no face. She was standing under the light, so you should be able to see a face, but there was no face.
So, like, kind of a Squid Game thing going on? Like, hood, but not like nothing there?
Just nothing there.
Skin or just a shadow?
No shadow, no nothing.
I've never bumped into a woman with no face. What did you do next?
We all just kind of sat there and just kind of in disbelief of what we just saw. And then she looked away and then walked away. And then we were like, what the?
Well, if anybody knows of a faceless woman in Calgary, let us know so we can debunk this ghost story. If not, that's pretty damn creepy.
No, it was very creepy. I remember to this day, and like it was yesterday, I tell my kids about it and scare the crap out of them.
Yeah, far too often, hey, we just take the path of thinking that there's no reasonable explanation. There could be a woman in Calgary with no face.
You never know.
Perhaps listening, going, oh, called a ghost again. That's nice.
Hopefully she's got ears.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a big city, so. Yeah.
It is a big city.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings.
CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. It's here.
Oh my Lord, I can't believe this just happened.
One chance every hour.
Man, you've changed the direction of this year completely.
To name that sound and change your life.
You just won $20,000.
It's CJ92's Name That Sound Contest. Jackpot starts at $1,000 and grows with every incorrect guess. CJ92's Name That Sound Contest. Powered by Banno Auto Repair. When it's time to ready or repair your ride, think Banno Auto Repair.
What's better than Tim's Rewards Points? Two times the Tim's Rewards Points. Use Scan and Pay on the Tim's app from now until September 30th to earn two times the points. Pay, earn, and redeem all with one scan. Only on the Tim's app. Canada only, limited time only. Terms apply. See app for details.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
I mean to fight this war and win it.
The biggest show on TV is back. HBO's House of the Dragon. Only available on Crave.
I did not think they would be so eager to die.
Don't miss the global phenomenon critics call thrilling and endlessly captivating.
And the path to victory now is one of violence.
HBO's original House of the Dragon. New season, stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Would you like to program the highlight of your day with our smart light devices?
Sure, the future is bright, but this is taking it too far.
Genesis Builders Group integrates smart home features to help you find the perfect mood lighting for every room.
We're integrated. We're shining at our best, just like their smiles when they see the energy bill.
Installation and training included with every new Genesis home. Visit genesisbuilds.com to learn more.
Genesis Builders. Creating tomorrows.
At Fountain Tire, we love jingles. Get up to 25% off select tires.
Until October 19th.
Plus a bonus $50 off any service of $150.
Restrictions apply.
Book online today. Fountain Tire, we're on this road together.
Right now at Walmart, you can save 27% on a bottle of Tide Simply Laundry Detergent. Now only $7.97 each. Plus, sign up for Delivery Pass and get 90 days of free unlimited same-day grocery delivery. Visit walmart.ca for details.
Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value on now. Conditions in app.
Did you know that the key to a smoother ride, enhanced safety, and better handling is right beneath you? Tires are crucial for your car's performance. That's why Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealers are offering you two amazing tire deals. Either enjoy our tire price match guarantee, where we'll match any eligible better price, or our buy three tires and get the fourth free offer. And don't forget, we offer seasonal tire storage at participating dealers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. We built it. We know it.
Get ready for something wicked.
The CJ92 Halloween Howler featuring
the Stone Temple Pilots.
With the Blue Stones. Shaking
off the rust. Saturday, October 26th at the Event Center at Grey Eagle Resort and Casino.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.ca.
CJ92 rocks your Halloween
with the Stone Temple Pilots.
Trail Appliances has been at the heart of your home for 50 years. We want to celebrate our anniversary with you and say thanks with savings.
Ending this Sunday, buy more, save more with LG. Save up to an additional 10% on select major kitchen appliance packages. Life's good with LG.
As a family-owned and operated business, this is a big milestone. Celebration offers continue until September 29th. Visit trailappliances.com.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15. Until October 6th, dine in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ92 rocks. Talk to us on the free iHeartRadio app. CJ 92 rocks.
Listen to them singing in the park. Wind the clocks up tight and all the radios are blowing in the dark. The mothers lie down in the daytime. They dream about Hollywood. Know that they'd get there if they could. It's just a
is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks.
Who's got a great ghost story? If it's you, you should tell it over at 92922. Tomorrow, apparently, last Saturday in September, which means National Ghost Hunting Day. So we're hunting for ghost stories, and Stephanie, you're up.
I was at work on a weekend, and it's usually pretty dead. I'm doing my business on the toilet. There's like 12 stalls in the bathroom there, and someone in the toilet beside me or in one of the changing stalls is dropping a massive dump. And I was like, get it. Go off. Like, we're ladies, so like we kind of actually tend to hold it until we're alone in the bathroom, but
sure,
whatever. So
go off, young queen.
Right? Go. So I go out, and I wash my hands, and I turn behind me, and there's not a single person in the bathroom with me. So a little ghost was taking a dump.
I'm going to use your term here from 929292. That was called a ghost dookie, I believe, right?
Yes.
You know, I refuse to believe that girls take dumps. Like, I just have that in, right. Like, at my core, I don't believe that they do it.
Right.
I definitely don't believe that ghost girls take dumps.
But ghost dudes, right? We think ghost dudes defecate.
Yeah, let them go, my kings. My ghost kings. Let them go.
Absolutely.
Go off.
Do you ever poop at work again? I don't want to talk to anybody about defecating for too long.
You're asking a lady this question?
How do you not ask? I would never go back in our bathroom if I had the experience she did.
Listen, I don't want to hear your answer to that question.
All right. Well, we'll just leave it and we'll just wonder for the rest of time, I suppose. All kinds of great stories coming in from places like Lake Louise, decommissioned hospitals just outside of Calgary. If you got a great ghost story, you should tell it over at 929292. We'll hand things over to Rockaholic Kyle, who's about to tell us a ghost story that involves an invisible friend named Mr. Anderson.
So when I was young, I had a buddy whose grandma was a medium. When I was young, I used to hang out with him a lot. My dad and his dad were friends, and he would always be playing, like, mini sticks, or even when he was in the tub, like, playing with this Mr. Anderson. And it got to the point where people were like, this is getting weird. He's too old to have invisible friends. But his grandma was adamant that it was a ghost. So then years later, when they were moving out, they sold the house and they were moving out, and this old lady walked down the street and had got talking to them and was just like, yeah, my husband actually built this house 50 years ago, and his name was Jim Anderson. So at that point, everybody was extremely creeped out, like, wow. And she actually added a little bit more context that he had passed away when they had young kids. So, yeah, it was really bizarre.
So your buddy was be like, hey, I'm just playing mini sticks with Mr. Anderson. And you guys would all be like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. It was everything we were doing. Well, Mr. Anderson doesn't want me to play net. Mr. Anderson wants this. Mr. Anderson wants that. And everyone just like, it got to the point where it was strange. And then as he got a little bit older, it stopped. And then a few years down the line when we were moving out, this old lady walked down and introduced herself and just said that her husband was Jim Anderson and built the house about 50 years prior.
This guy chills twice in the same story.
Yeah, you know the chill index we were talking about how you can tell a good ghost story based on the chills? My nipples are hard. TMI, but that was a scary story, bro.
It gives me a chill just hearing it or retelling it. Like,
I need to apologize, by the way. Jesse's been talking about this Mr. Wilson in the studio for like years, and I've just been like, okay, enough. No more imaginary friends, Jesse. Now I understand, so.
He's always kissing my neck and stuff. It's weird.
I apologize.
Yeah, there he is again, Mr. Wilson. I'm getting get the heebie-jeebies in here. He's kissing.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. FM, Calgary.
And IR radio station.
CJ 92 rocks. Jesse and JD's weekend shift. CJ 92 rocks.
It could be worse. Could be worse. You could have seen a news story about Bill Gates eating a hot dog in New York and thought to yourself, who cares? Evidently, I do.
Okay, go on.
I see the news story of Bill Gates eating street meat. My first thing was like, wait, what? Bill Gates eats street meat?
Rich guys probably just want to be normal so bad.
So then I was like, okay, well, there's no way he orders for himself. And I'm like, oh, my God, he is. Like, what kind of hot dog? Is it just straight hot dog? Is it a sausage? And then he gets the hot dog. I'm like, well, what does Bill Gates put on the hot dog? Is it ketchup? Is it mustard? Is it relish? Does he go for those little street meat onions? Sure enough, he's getting them all. Then he's eating a hot dog in New York City. People are just surrounding him, taking photos. I'm like, what a weird life. Like, everybody's as intrigued as I am. And then I was like, if Bill Gates spills ketchup on a sweater, does an assistant come over and wipe it up, or does Bill Gates wipe it himself? And then Bill Gates is walking with the hot dog surrounded by security. I'm in on this video for like 2 minutes. I was fully captivated after going, who the hell cares that Bill Gates is eating street meat?
I got to tell you, brother, about 45 seconds ago, I didn't care. Now I am deeply emotionally invested. It could be worse. You could have seen TSN and Sportsnet dedicate all kinds of coverage to Austin Matthews leaving practice early yesterday. Well, I guess it is that time of year.
You know what? This is the best part about being a Leaf fan is you get to know when they eat, when they crap, when they go to the bathroom, when they call their mom. Everything is documented.
I loved how they basically went on to say that there was no story there whatsoever and there would be no follow-up. Amazing.
There's two non-stories we just talked about. Could be worse. You could be the parent of a hockey goalie in minor hockey all across the world, always by themselves, always stressing, always pacing, going from net to net, each end, each period. It's a stressful life as a hockey parent.
I don't think I realized that goalie parents don't get to sit with the other parents.
Well, they could, sure, but they're crazy just like their kids, because anybody that plays goalie is right. Nuts. Every time I've played on a team with my son, and you see the parents, they're pacing, just a ball of stress. If the team's doing well, their son's making saves, high fives all around, smile on the face. If their son's not doing so well, looking like Swiss cheese in that net, kind of hard to find them in the rinks.
Goalie parents talking to both coffee mugs like their kid might be talking to both goalposts. Could be worse. You could have found out that 1 in 5 seafood products apparently mislabeled.
I don't want to hear this story because I love seafood.
Okay, so you don't want me to go on and tell you that 1 in 5 seafood products apparently mislabeled. And if you go for sushi, there's a very good possibility you don't know what you're getting.
Dude.
Sorry about that.
I don't want you to ruin seafood for me. That's like the time this guy told me, he's like, oh, there's worms in salmon. We just take them out. I'm like, what?
Why'd you ruin salmon for
That's
me?
That's what I mean. Okay, no more bashing seafood. I love it too much. Could be worse. You could realize that you were young and spry at one point in your life, and now you need 3 perfectly placed pillows to sleep so your body doesn't break in half.
You bought a body pillow yet?
I've been on the body pillow game forever. And to be honest, the only one that I was able to find when I was looking for one is pink.
Yep.
So I sleep hugging a bright pink body pillow every single night.
It's a weird stage of life, isn't it? Hell, where you're more excited to wrap yourself around a pillow than your partner.
Happy to admit it, too.
Finally, it could be worse. You could have read this morning that apparently super intelligence is coming. I was wondering what that was.
Not so to this show.
I clicked the link and saw that it's the guy behind some AI program saying we're not far away from super intelligence. And honestly, I got so bored reading the article, I have confirmed that we are not super intelligent.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92. Kick-Ass Rock is always within reach. CJ 92 is available everywhere. Listen in your car or wherever you have your radio at 92.1 FM. Stream us anywhere from any device on the iHeartRadio app or at cj92.com. And connect with us. Text 929292. Standard message rates may apply. Call 249-CJ92 or talk to us through the free iHeartRadio app. Just use that little microphone button wherever you are.
In the car, at work,
on vacation.
CJ 92 rocks.
This is Connected on CJ 92.
Canada's second largest men's and women's professional tennis event, the Calgary National Bank Challenger. 8 exciting days with the best up-and-coming players in the world. October 13th to 20th at the Austin and Victor Alberta Tennis Center. Tickets at showpass.com. CJ92 presents Halloween Howler, featuring Stone Temple Pilots and the Bluestones at the Event Center at Grey Eagle Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 26th, 8 p.m. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca.
Now you're connected.
What's better than Tim's Rewards Points? 2 times the Tim's Rewards Points. Use Scan and Pay on the Tim's app from now until September 30th to earn 2 times the points. Pay, earn, and redeem all with one scan. Only on the Tim's app. Canada only, limited time only. Terms apply. See app for details.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game. The Traitors Canada. New episode, Monday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
After a relaxing day of checking off my full to-do list at London Drugs, I get to relax some more with this new foot spa. Indulge in some Swiss chocolate and listen to my spa-inspired playlist on these new headphones. London Drugs, where checking off fall to-dos feels good. Shop for deals in-store and online at londondrugs.com.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind waiting until you're home to use your foot spa?
Oh, right.
Rock chip? Give it the kiss of death. Cal Alta Auto Glass will repair that rock chip same day, and they'll treat you like family. But what if you need a new windshield? Come on. Cal Alta, it's clear. They're going to treat you with respect. You see, they win Consumer Choice Awards every year. You know it's true because you heard it from me, the Glass Father. And I go through a lot of windshields.
Cal Alta Auto Glass.
The class of auto glass.
Looking for a new home without the wait? Take a look at Trico's Quick Possession Homes. You'll find the townhome, duplex, lane, or front garage home you love. With designer curated homes available in Calgary and area's best new communities, you can stop waiting for the right used home to appear and get into a brand new Trico home now. It's easy. How easy? Well, it's less like and more like welcome to the
we'll take it.
Find all of our quick possession homes today at tricohomes.com.
It's your final week to win with Cash and Cars Lottery. You could choose a dream home, $2 million in cash, or both a home and cash. Last chance. Get your tickets now at cashandcarslottery.ca.
License 687-957. 18 plus, play responsibly.
Hey there. It's your friends from Toyota. We see you pining over that RAV4 at the light. And guess what? The light's been green for a while now. It's time to stop dreaming about that new Toyota and start driving one. Lease a 2024 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $96 weekly for 60 months at 6.29% with $3,999 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
At Calgary Co-op, we know you want more this fall. More crisp air, more changing colors, more comfort food, and of course, more for your dollar. That's why we're bringing our members more every day. More savings through the app, exclusive pricing, and earnings on every purchase, including 6 cents back on every liter of fuel. So get more from your fall with your Calgary Co-op. Earn 2 cents per liter as Calgary Co-op bonus cash and 4 cents per liter as annual member earnings. App download and registration required. Visit calgarycoop.com for terms and conditions.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Oh, Annie!
What's up, Dad?
I think it's time you got braces.
Didn't I just say that?
Oh, right. You said Family Braces does Invisalign for only $149 a month, right?
Right, and with no referrals.
Wow, let's book your free consultation at familybraces.ca today.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, Monday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
New rock. New rock. Now.
The Warning. Sick.
CJ92 Rock.
Help me now, 'cause I only debate when I see.
silence, kill the
your chance to name that sound. Your next chance to play is coming up Monday morning at 6 with Jesse and JD. Name that sound and win. CJ 92 rocks.
Cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table, and the mouths are choking.
Table.